This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
I had to speak at a event, and it was a really, really nice event. We were raising money for single moms that, you know, live in transitional homes. And yesterday we raised over $80,000 at Sanya's event for Mommy Nation. And it was just a really good, you know, experience because I was a single teen mom, you know, growing up, and I knew what that looked like. So it was just, you know, such an amazing experience. But I was talking to a young lady there. She's like, Ronnie, I can literally see the transition in you. I don't know what's going on. You know, I feel like something is changing. Something is kind of like different. She was like, you have this glow with you. I can't really explain it. She was like, what is it? You know, like what's going on? You know, what's really going on? And I said, well, there's nothing going on. I am just in my soft life season. And so many women are kind of saying, the soft life is trending right now. But for me, I want to make sure that I kind of stress, like, what does the soft life mean to me? Well, one of the reasons why, you know, I told everyone that next year is going to look a lot different for me. It's already begun. Let me just say that. But Herlistic was a reflection of where I was actually going with my life. Not just my life, but my lifestyle. And you guys have kind of been seeing me. I'm really big on, you know, taking care of my skin. Everyone's been saying, you know, Ronnie, like your skin is glowing in every video, every picture. But it's really about me, you know, slowing down in this season. And I say, you know, Herlistic is a reflection of the direction that I'm going into in the season of my life. Because honestly, you guys, I have worked so freaking hard for so long. Let me just stress this, okay? So long. And I've been working as a full-time entrepreneur for over 13 years. And, you know, the other day I was like in the airport and I was going somewhere and I was just like, man, I have really been working hard for such a long time. And I said that, you know, this is the time where I learn and I focus on working smart and I get back to doing things that, you know, make me happy and taking care of myself. All right. Shell, it will probably be in about 4 weeks. We are transitioning the brand around. I'm sure you guys have seen some of the new product packaging and rebrand. So that's kind of getting caught up in the middle of the restock. So please bear with us on the moisturizer. We have everything else in stock right now. The cleanser, the toning serum, even our most popular oils are back in stock. So bear with us on the moisturizer restock. But what I was going to say was, you know, I say, Ronnie, like, you got to get back to you, all right? You got to get back to you. And when I said me, it wasn't that I wasn't being me. It was just that I felt like I was on go mode all the time, right? I wasn't really enjoying myself. You know, I wasn't really having fun the way I used to have fun. I wasn't really at one point in the gym and working out, and I got back in the gym. Y'all know your girl has gotten a little snatch lately. But these are just the things that I desire for myself. So to all of my ladies who were, you know, on this live kind of asking, like, what does it mean to you? And the lady who I was talking to yesterday, for me, it really means getting back to me in a way where I'm not always feeling the need to go. You know, where I'm not always putting my self-care last. And when I say self-care, I'm not just talking about taking a bath or drinking some tea. You know, I am really talking about the power of saying no to people, right? The power of not feeling the need to people please, to make other people happy, but really take care of me. And not rushing places. I know that this sounds, y'all, listen, you don't really realize how you move until you take a step back, right? And you're like, I'm not moving like this anymore. Like, I really got to focus on me. So, you know, I said that, and I told everyone, I'm like, this year, the end of this year, the way I'm ending this year is going to be totally different. And people were like, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean it's going to be different? I'm like, I am focused on the company that truly aligns with the direction that I'm going in my life. That is the happiness. That is the peace. That is the me time. That is telling people no, even if it hurts their feelings, but doing what's best for me. That is the laughter. That is the dancing. That is also knowing my worth as an entrepreneur. And you guys know I'm an Aquarius, okay? So to all of my Aquarius on in here, y'all know how we are sometimes. We wanna make it happen for everyone. And let me not just say Aquarius, a lot of entrepreneurs, we deal with like business guilt, you know, business guilt. So this is a season where I am saying no to people. This is also a season where God is just really giving me a lot of discernment in reference to people, okay? You will not see me around close-knit with a lot of people. And it's not because I don't want to meet people. Like, I'll meet people, do events and all that kind of stuff. But I'm talking about the people who have the intimate access to me. And I was telling one of my good friends last night, Abigail, and she was actually my mentee. We developed a relationship, but we kind of hung out a little bit last night. And I had a moment to just kind of see her. She was already about to head out when I came out last night. But she's just like, you know, something is different. Like, both my girls noticed that. And I said, you know, I'm in a season where I can just see people. Okay, I can see people for exactly who they are. And this is also a part of the soft life for me, having discernment. And as you grow and as you evolve, I feel like you get these spider senses as well. So you don't feel the need to be everywhere with everyone. And someone that I love dearly, they always say, you don't have to worry about what anyone is doing, right? You are going to, everything is going to work out for you for the best to your ability. Listen to me. You don't have to worry about anyone else's intentions. Everyone's intentions will be exposed. And this is a part of like the soft life. When I wasn't in my soft life, I would run around and I would try to show people my heart, right? If I knew that someone was wrong, if I knew that, you know, someone's intentions weren't pure, I would run around and I would try to save people, and I would try to do this or do that and try to prove my loyalty to individuals. And the soft life is releasing that. The soft life is saying, I don't need to prove myself. If this person doesn't know my heart. If someone is speaking down on my name, God will show them my heart. And he will show them the heart of the person who's also speaking down on you. Okay? And in due time, they will see who has a corrupt character. Okay? You just flow in your essence. You just keep your heart pure. All right? You just continue to do the right thing. And your light will show in the person or the people or anyone or anything that comes your way. It will be revealed. Okay? You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. Many will stray. You may have some who stray. But right now, I need you to care for you. I need you to focus on your peace. I need you to focus on your happiness. And the people who are for you will be for you. Okay? The ones who are not for you, they will leave. And what I've realized in life, all right, I'm doing my facial routine, y'all. I'm using our Herbalistic Cleanser. It is a turmeric-based product. Okay, we just now put the ingredients and everything on our stories, in our holistic stories. So if you guys are trying to figure out what's in this product, I want to stay focused on this conversation because I just feel like I'm supposed to be talking about this today. I want you to take a look at the ingredients on this product. Another thing I'm supposed to be letting you guys know is that we are doing a Black Friday sale, okay? It is starting on Wednesday, and our facial and beauty and feminine hygiene products, everything will be 20% off, and you have to text beauty to the link in my bio to get the discount code, all right? Okay. Anyway, you don't have to do anything when it comes to the soft life season. All you have to do is keep your heart pure. So one of the things that I want to encourage all of you to remember is that if you feel like you are being attacked in life, if you feel like you are around people who do not have your best interests at heart, if you feel like someone has a spirit that's not quite aligning with your spirit, you don't need to do anything, right? You don't need to move different. You don't need to respond. You don't even need to address. All right. And I know this sounds crazy. Let me just tell you, God will protect you. Regardless of what other people's intentions are, he's going to protect you. And no one ever aligns this with the soft life. But the soft life is not confrontational. Okay. The soft life, you know, when you're in the soft life, you don't feel the need to address anything because everyone will be exposed, right? Let me just tell y'all what's been happening a lot and what has happened to me. There have been people that I have thought so highly of, that I've poured into, that I maybe work with, that I've helped, whatever. And when I was, you know, a little younger, before I made a mental transition, I would feel like, man, right? That person, this hurts. This bothers me. This they let me down, right? And I would feel the need to like, oh, go to that person and address things and, you know, just all that kind of stuff. The level of peace that I have in this season of my life, I just let everyone find their way. Right? And people used to come to me and say, oh, you got to look out for this person. You got to look out for that person. You got to look out for this person. Right? You got to look out for that person. You know what I tell people now? I don't have to look out for them. You have to look out for them. Okay? You got to look out for them. I tell so many of my, especially women, my women mentees, be careful of a gossiping tongue. All right. Be careful of a gossiping tongue, because a gossiping tongue or a negative tongue that is always speaking down on people or other people, even women you may not even know, okay? And this is a message for women. When it comes to a gossiping tongue, it is only a matter of time before that gossiping tongue starts gossiping about you, all right? So if you are associated and you are listening and you are entertaining that person, not only will there be a moment where they will eventually do it to you, the truth is, best friends, they probably already are. So one of the things that I'm avoiding, and I'm gonna be very honest with you guys in this season, I'm avoiding gossiping tongues because I need my peace. And not only do I not wanna be a part of those types of conversations, I also don't want to hear women talk about other women in this. I don't want to do that. Anyone that comes to me with a gossiping tongue, speaking down on another woman, I am going to immediately lift that woman up. And I am going to make a mental note about the woman who has the gossiping tongue. Because the gossiping tongue is a sign of an envious spirit. It's an envious spirit, okay? And some of us think that it's funny. We'll listen and we'll laugh and we'll entertain, but I'm just going straight into lifting, empowering, speaking positive things about the woman. That's all I'm gonna do. So if you come to me negatively about any woman, anybody, if you say something negative, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna say something positive about that person. And that's how we stay in the soft life, right? Because the soft life is all about balance. And the minute we speak negativity or we speak energy over people, then we start to sow bad seeds into our lives. And it also shows you your level of trust that you haven't got. So many of you all are trying to rub elbows, right, to rise. So many of us are trying to align to rise, right? So many of us are running up the clout ladder, trying to get with people that we think will take us to the next level. But when you are aligned with God and you are aligned with the Spirit, then you understand that what you put into the universe is going to be the reason why you rise in life. So if we speak positive things, then we do a positive deposit into life's return for us. Let me say that one more time. When we speak positive things, okay, about people, it's like making a deposit into a bank account. It's like a good point in our towards our life. It's like you get a $10 credit, okay? You know when you said, what game was that? It was like, take a step up the ladder or something. You get to go around the board twice, Monopoly. When we do positive things, we are automatically creating that positive deposit into our life, okay? So the best thing that we can do is keep on doing and saying good things so that we can make those positive deposits into our lives. Okay, and then what we have to also do is we have to pay attention to who is always saying and talking about people. Okay, we got to get away from those folks. You have to get away from those people. It's a demonic spirit in them somewhere. Okay, they will mess you up. And when you are in your soft life, you can't do drama in any shape, form, or fashion. It's all about your well-being. It's all about how you think, okay? And those people will shift your energy. You will go from thinking positive to thinking people are against you to thinking everything under the sun. Because when they start bringing you that bad energy, when they start bringing you those bad stories, when they start bringing you those bad topics, you'll be like, hold on, why am I feeling so down, right? Why am I feeling so mad, you know? Why am I feeling like I need revenge, okay? You start feeling all these different ways based on the conversation and the energy, I'm washing my face, y'all. Based on the stuff that these people are bringing your way, okay? And then what I also started to realize is I would see people come to me, you guys, and they would, you know, say things about people. And I went through this season where I had people that were always trying to warn me about somebody, like, be careful, Ronnie, you know, watch this person, watch that person. And I said it recently on an interview. I said, every time I looked around, it was the people that were trying to warn me about someone that I had to be careful of, okay? And then I would see that person who was telling me this and that about the person. I would see that person, like, commenting under those people's pictures, okay? I would see those people, you know, hanging out with that person. And then that would not, I would say, something is not right here. Something is not right. And then it dawned on me that that person was the problem. That person was the cancer. That person was the negative one. And that's when I got my spider senses, and God was like, ooh, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. This one is the problem, right? Now, the person they were telling you about, that you never hear that person gossiping. But the person who was telling you X, Y, and Z, that person is the problem. So my soul season is not just about taking care of me. It's about using my discernment with individuals. And what I want to stress is that you guys don't have to do a thing. I hope that you hear this. In this season, you are protected. All right? I want to make sure I say this. Okay? You are protected. What does that mean? All right, that means that you are 100% covered. You don't have to worry about a thing. You don't have to address things anymore. Okay, another thing that I'm doing in my soul flight season is I'm not addressing anything. Okay, I'm not addressing anything. Do y'all understand how feeling the need to address things drains you? This is my soft life, okay? This is my soft life. I'm not doing it. I'm staying focused, okay? I don't need to address anything because I'm going to allow God to show me. God's going to show me. He's going to show everything. He's going to reveal it. He's going to show people. This is another thing, all right? Another thing that I'm doing in this soft life, with what soft life means to me, is I am saying no. I used to feel the need to show up and say yes to everything and everybody. And I would feel, and I just used a toner, kind of got our new packaging in my hand. I can't show y'all that yet because it didn't come out. But our toning serum is on our website. Oh, hold on, y'all. I just realized that. Let me take this thing off because it's showing up on here. Okay. I am really stressing the power of no in this season. No, I can't come. No, I'm not going to be able to make the baby shower. No, you know, no, I can't. And I also can't allow everyone to be around me. Okay, I was telling Abigail last night, I was like, it's okay. Because she always be watching out for me. I'm like, it's okay, sis. I said, you know God got me. I said, God got me. He got me, sis. I said, I'm going to be okay. I said, everyone will be shown eventually. I'm covered. All right? And I said, I'm not overextending myself. I'm not running myself raggedy anymore. And then I'm transitioning on really taking the time to build my beauty brand, because I want my brand to be a reflection of how I think and how I feel. So you guys will start to see with her listed, we are really constantly showing you women in their element, in their softest element, okay? Meaning relaxing, okay? Meaning taking time for themselves, meaning taking care of their bodies. Because I am transitioning the way that I coach women, right? Not to just work hard and to stay up all hours of the night and to, you know, not get sleep and to miss meals, but we are taking our vitamins, okay? We are going to bed at a decent time, right? We are learning to not even just do things that allow us to have freedom, but charge prices that allow us to really enjoy life. Now, let me say this. The soul of life is about knowing your value and being treated in a way that is a reflection of what you deserve and what you are worthy of, okay? So that has so much to do with what you are charging, all right? I show up on this platform consistently, and the reason why I will always show up on this platform is because I know and understand the power of the internet, and I've used the internet for quite some time, all right? I'm using the moisturizer right now. I don't even want to show y'all because y'all going to go off about it, but what I was saying was I'm on here all the time, and I understand the power of showing up for your tribe and the power of showing up for your people, all right? And this platform has allowed me to connect with so many women. I will never stop showing up on my platform because I know that women need to hear things over and over and over again, especially when it comes to like pricing and knowing your value, right? But what I was going to say was I had to also start teaching the women that I was working with to know their worth and to charge their worth and to build their communities, because there is so much power in community. We all know the power of community, but another thing that we're doing is knowing our worth, okay? Knowing our worth. Knowing our worth. And we know our worth and we show our worth, right? Based on charging what we are supposed to charge. And why is this important when it comes to the soul of life? Well, it is very important. Y'all, I'm in my element right now. This energy and this space is for me right now, okay? No distractions, no outside distractions. All right, let me speak to y'all right now. When you do not charge your worth and you are not working on things that are a reflection of your life, all right, there is something that tends to happen. You get tired. You become very exhausted, okay? You get extremely discouraged, all right? You also begin to feel defeated, okay? Not only do you feel defeated, you begin to feel overwhelmed, all right? You start to experience burnout. You start to doubt your level of success. You start to question where you are going, how long you will be going in this direction. You start to have thoughts enter your mind, all right, as far as if you should change your direction, okay? And you start to question if you're even supposed to do what you're doing, even if you are in alignment with what you are supposed to do. You start to ask yourself, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? The thoughts come into your mind that your business is not going to survive. It won't be around long. All right. All this stuff starts to happen. Okay. Let me just say this. Not only do those things start to happen, you start to allow negative people and negative things to creep in. Then you have to take a step back and say, oh, like this stuff is getting to me. And let me just stress this. This happens even when you're operating in your purpose. I'm not talking about when you're doing something that you are not supposed to do. I'm talking about when you are doing something that is your purpose and is your call, okay? But you're not charging people what you are supposed to be charging them. So then when you get burnt out and you start getting antsy, all right, and you start getting overwhelmed and you start feeling tired and you start to feel like you're not getting the return on your investment, all of those things happen because you are undercharging. I have seen so many people fall out of love with what they're doing because they do not charge their worth. It's not because you're not supposed to be doing that. It is because you're not supposed to be charging that. And when you are charging something that is smaller than what you are supposed to be charging, you work a lot for a little. Let me say that again. When you are charging something that you're not supposed to be charging, you start working a whole lot for a little bit of nothing. And then you start to hate what you're doing. This is not the soft life, okay? This is the hard graveyard shift, burnt out, all over the place. Revenge work. Y'all ever do revenge work? Where you've lost so much money, you just trying to do anything because you want to get the money back. Okay? Some of you all are so excited about Black Friday, but you have Black Friday every week in your business. No one is looking forward to your sale because everything is always on sale in your business. Okay? You have a sale every week. Let me say that again. No one is looking forward to your sale because you've always had a sale. Everything is always on sale. Okay? Let me say that one more time. Some of you all aren't going to have the results because you didn't know your worth all year. You've been on sale all year. All right? You've been on sale all year. Every week you've had a sale, okay? Every week you've lowered your value. You've lowered the price of your products. You lower the price of your service. So no one is looking forward. No one is rushing to it. That's because we've struggled with knowing our value, okay? So I wanna bring y'all back to a few things. The soft life isn't about having a man, because that's what a lot of y'all think. You know, now having a man who treats you good and loves you, that loves you right, that is 100% a plus. That is a blessing. It is an addition to your soft life. Let me just tell y'all how I love how this. Get my cutie who's right, please. I put this head to tell y'all. All right, having the man that loves you right is an addition to your soft life. But this soft life is about you understanding that you have to preserve your body. Women are not made for this. We are not made to be out here staying up to 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not gonna be up here looking old, having to do all this stuff, doing work to my face and all this stuff because I'm tired and I got bags under my eyes. Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm gonna look good. You know why? Because I'm gonna sleep. Because I'm gonna work out and I'm gonna rest. Right? A lot of you all are aligning soft life with your relationship status. Okay? I'm not doing it. That's not it. All right? Okay? I'm not doing it. That's not what it is. If that is the case, it's a plus. It's an addition. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. People can see it. They can see the glow. All right? It is about boundaries. It is about knowing our value. It is about putting boundaries in place to protect us from people and situations that may potentially hurt us. It is about saying, it's going to be okay either way. I'm not worried. It is about saying, God has me. It is about not feeling the need to prove yourself to anyone. It is about not feeling the need to be accepted. How many of you all have been trying to be accepted? Trying to get into certain circles? Trying to be friends with certain people? All right, some of you all think you're friends with people. You're just customers, okay? But you have to ask for the server, who is truly a friend to me? Who truly cares about me, okay? Who truly has my best interest at heart? Are they trying to build a relationship with me? Or are they trying to sell to me, okay? You gotta know the difference, all right? Do these people really love me? Do they want me to win, even if I win bigger than them? This is the soul of life. God, give me discernment. Guide my steps. Protect me, all right? I'm gonna say that one more time. Do these people love me, even if I start winning bigger than them? Will they still love me, okay? This is the soul of life. I don't need to impress. I don't need to show myself. I don't need to prove myself. I don't need to get accepted into this group or this circle or this network. I don't have to be here and there and everywhere. When I'm supposed to be in places, God will elevate me in these places. Right now, I'm supposed to be learning. Okay? I'm not supposed to be in those places. That's not where God has me right now. I don't need to rush or fake or front to be in any room. It's called divine alignment, you know? And I want to encourage you all, especially to my Black women that are on here. You are 100% okay with who you are and what you are. You are beautiful however you look. You have to know that. And it's one of the reasons why when I come on this live, I want to show you guys how I look, all right? I don't need to come on here with filters on my face. I don't need to make myself a different, you know, look a different way, because I want you all to see me naturally, right? I want you all to see me how I look, how I show up when I roll out of the bed in the morning, what my skin really looks like, all right? Women are not glamorous every minute of the day, all right? I can come on here. I don't have no filter on. This is me, and I hope that this encourages you all to love yourself and to know that you are beautiful. All right, my eyebrows are not done, okay? I don't have any foundation, all right? This is me, okay? Unapologetically me. No internet filters or anything. Why? Because I'm authentic. I'm confident in myself, and I want y'all to get back to that. Some people message me, and they're like, girl, you be on here in a bonnet and a robe. You're not uncomfortable? Like, no, I'm not. Because this is what I look like. This is what women don't wake up with beat faces every day, okay? It's not true, all right? We need to be able to be confident and show up as ourselves, to show women that there are different spaces, right? There's your glam space. There's your roll out of the bed space. There's your Sunday space. All right, there's your Monday through Thursday. I'm not putting a damn thing on, but I'm getting to this money space, okay? It is all those things, and we have to know and understand that it's not always perfect, and it doesn't have to be, okay? So I love you guys. I just want to pop on. I'm getting ready. Thank you for getting ready with me and having this talk with me. Our Black Friday sale for Holistic will go live on Wednesday. 20% off all of our products, okay? For you all who follow me on my personal page, I did a Black Friday sale for my brand Rehab. It was 50% off. That will never ever happen again, probably once a year, and that will probably be on Black Friday. But that's not happening next year. Next year, I'm only focusing on my product line and my podcast, okay? And I have a mastermind that is rolling out, so it's going to be a game changer. So if you did not get the link to the brand Rehab and you want the discounted link, you can DM me, all right? I'm probably going to turn this into a podcast. So if you're listening, be sure to follow us at Girl CEO INC on Instagram. Make sure you click that follow button. Make sure you come on and follow me at Ronnie Brown, RONNEBROWN on Instagram. Make sure you click follow. And if you listen to this and you learn something from it, shoot me a text at 202-410-2903. Let me know how it impacted your day or it shifted your mind. Once again, the number is 202-410-2903. And at any given time, you can just message me and say, Ronnie, send me that Black Friday link. But as far as our beauty and our feminine care line, everything will go on sale on Wednesday. It'll be 20% off. And let me show y'all something really quick. Our travel size Yanni Wash is back in stock. Okay, back in stock. I bought it with me. Okay, it's back in stock. Finally, I'm so excited about this. This is one of our most popular products, okay? All natural. The women love it. Go check out all the reviews on our website. But make sure you all are following Herlistic. Herlistic is about to go to the next level. Let me just say this. Let me just let y'all know, y'all are going to see my brand everywhere. You're going to see my life change. You're going to see me just enjoying life more, okay? And the products are just so essential for men and women, especially the men that are using our skincare line. But for the women who are using our vaginal wash products, you don't got to worry about, you know, irritation or anything like this. We are a plant-based vegan company. All of our products are plant-based and vegan. So get yours. All right. I'm out of here. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Remember what we talked about today. Because remember, we are not just aligning soft life with relationship status. We are aligning it with integrity. We are aligning it with doing the right thing. We are aligning it with our hearts. We are aligning it with connecting with the right people. We are aligning it with not being overworked. Okay? It's all of those things. All right, you guys. Have a great Sunday.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.